Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It was boring. People were sleeping. Nobody enjoyed it. There was no good feeling.
3, 2, 1. This is Regis Philbin. When I'm in Omaha, Nebraska, I listen to Chad.
What is wrong with you?
Morons, incompetent morons. These people are morons.
I'm going to take you to the bank.
You can take that to the bank.
On the Moo Moo Train.
I think I'm going to speak for all the guys in Delanon. We've pretty much made that.
I think Shaletta sabotaged me.
Oh, is that right? You were firing some stuff there?
Yeah, my news boss wasn't up.
Wow. Low T?
Low T.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's
she
all
does
right.
Do that. She pots everything down. I have been warned.
You want it? You want to pot? You want to try?
No. The moment has passed.
Yes. Speaking of a moment, 50 years ago, Woodstock had a bit of a moment. And we're obsessed.
Have you checked out the lateral deltoid lately?
The lateral deltoid?
Thank you. That is excellent. Excellent stuff. We're obsessed in this country. I fall for it, too. 1 year ago. 5 years ago. 10 years ago. Sometimes it's moments of celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a tragedy. And it gets even bigger if we get a year. What do you think the big ones are? Year, 10 years.
Year 5, 10, yeah. Then it's more 25.
Then it goes 25, yeah.
Same as with high school reunions.
Yes.
And our class, our 25th anniversary was our 25th, would have been our 25th year last year. We did not have a reunion.
Really?
Yeah.
What has happened?
I don't know.
You want to know why? Because you all see each other every day anyway. What is the difference?
That's a fair point, but
no town stays in its town more than South St. Paul.
New Prague's pretty up there. I would say if we compared numbers as far as, mm-hmm. But I've got 15 coming up this summer,
yeah,
which is crazy to think about. Yeah. And I know I'm not playing the, I'm so old, and then I want you to tell me that no, I'm not. I just, it doesn't feel like I've been out of high school for 15 years.
25, but.
Did you guys go to the other ones?
Well, the 20, yeah, I went to, because I'm technically, I think I'm supposed to be planning them.
Are you a class officer?
Yes.
That's how it happens.
I think we failed miserably at 20 years, and it was some other students came up with their own impromptu. So our 20-year was kind of an impromptu reunion.
I like that.
And that one was actually really fun because it was, you know, a lot of people. Again, a lot of the people there weren't normally ones I see normally.
Right.
So it was
cool.
You
were too big for them. You looked down at them. You were the jock. They were the nerds.
Do you know what we did? We all went over to a gun range in Hudson.
Oh, great.
And we had like a shooting contest.
Put the nerds out there and started shooting at them a little bit.
Exactly.
Kind of the jock bully still back at it. The 5 year.
I won the contest. But
of course you did.
Handgun, you know.
Yeah. Okay. I was gonna
Dirty Harry out there.
Make my day. You know. We stumbled. Who I was seeing at the time. We just went to the 5 year as it was ending. And
one of those guys.
Yeah.
Too cool for everybody.
Cool. We were too cool. But then I went to the 10 and had a lot of fun. And I think I went to another one. But I remember since I graduated in the 1800s, I've had a few. Another one, my friends drunk started calling me at like 1 o'clock repeatedly that night, suggesting I meet them at that particular time. I wasn't that excited about that
idea. No, you were better than that?
Well, I really wasn't. because it wasn't like I was.
Did you come up with this? Oh man, I'd love to. I just can't. Or did you actually say, "Yeah, I'll meet you there," and then just ghosted?
No, I saw the. First of all, I was one. I'm like, who the bleep is calling me?
Yeah.
I was making sure it wasn't kids related, and then.
Well, this is back in like before cell phones, right?
Yeah. I mean, well, this was smoke. I mean, there were smoke signals, yeah. You know. But no, yeah, it was my cell phone. I'm like, at first I'm like, why is, and then I went, oh yeah, that's right. You know, where do you guys stand on if somebody comes back and they bring their significant other to a reunion? Cause I think that's just foolish.
Really?
Yeah.
What? It's supposed to be only singles?
No. But I just think it's so awkward. If you're kind of going down a bit of memory lane,
oh,
and then
yeah.
You got,
I
like,
suppose.
But okay,
there,
so yeah. You and Jen know each other from high school. But let's say
she's never been to any of them.
Right. Let's say you and Lindsay get married 5 years now, which is possible.
Yeah.
Right.
I'd love to go to New Prague.
Oh, right. You'd want to sit there and stand there and listen to Lindsay telling stories, and you would just stand there like a bump on
it
the
It wouldn't
wall.
Work because she's so much younger than I am. But I'd like to go to one and pretend I'm a class. You know,
I've actually been to more high school reunions that weren't mine than I have been to my own. We used to crash them at Stella's all the time.
Really?
Yeah, it was so much fun. You'd meet people in the stairwell.
Well, now that's different. Yeah, that's different.
You, what's up? Bro.
In other
words,
bring
it in.
It helps a little buzz going, right?
Oh, of course.
I mean, a little bit of that power.
Well, there, at 15, I finally feel like all of my resentment from high school is washed. dried up so I could maybe go back.
Oh, but it'll come back if you go, right?
Have you ever had like a classmate confrontation
in school when I was
in
after?
A reunion.
No,
I experienced that not against me, but a girl who was.
Oh well, let's tease that.
Okay, yeah.
And also, if you want to,
let's find out.
Let's open them up.
Reunion confrontations.
Reunion confrontations. Reunion stories. Are they overrated? Properly rated? Underrated? Are they still going on right now? I would assume they're as big as ever. And maybe they're even tougher now with social media because you're posting, here's what Adam looked like then,
oh, yeah.
Here's what Adam looks like now. Sometimes it holds up and sometimes it doesn't. 9 past 12, here he is with the news, Adam Robert Carter. All right, where do we stand on this one? Is this a victory? 20th reunion. My friend hooked up with one of the hottest women. She ended up peeing in his bed, but also walked around the house nude.
Oh. Someone who's peaked in high school, that's for sure.
Well, I don't know.
Well,
I guess we should clarify.
Did he mean one of the hottest chicks from high school or one of the hottest women at the...
Yeah, I don't know. Right? Because sometimes one in this, you know, yeah, they're not the same, right?
And that is the best part of the reunions, right? To see who's changed. Mm-hmm. A lot of people changing for the better, a lot of people changing for the worst.
Yes.
I put myself in the latter category.
Oh, stop.
I used to be somebody.
Can we find the Kinsler? Can we actually just call
put
him?
Put the yearbook.
Because he's with the Cubs, and just have him just say.
That was when we were up at...
Giants Ridge. When you were embarrassed in our athletic competition.
That's right.
Yes. Close the yearbook, Adam.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Close the yearbook.
It's on there.
What's
that? It's on there.
Is it on this?
It's replay.
You think it's on instant replay somewhere? All right,
I bet it is.
I'll look for it here. So are reunions, are they more casual now, you think? Or are they more... fancy, and are they more Instagrammable?
I think they're much more casual than they used to be. I mean, didn't they? I remember my parents going to reunions, and they got dressed to the nines, and it was about going and nice dinner. Where you know?
Why is it, by the way, dressed to the nines?
I can't remember
why. Texter followed up, by the way. She was both hot then and currently. Yeah. Okay. Well,
bit of incontinent, but hot and incontinent.
Is that enough for you? She's really hot, but she's incontinent. Can you overcome that? You probably have
rubber sheets.
I think you probably have the ability to overcome that more when you're 16 than you do when you're 36.
So, okay, what did we tease again? The confrontation, right?
Yes.
So there was a girl in my high school class who was significantly overweight, and you talk about changing. She came back to our, and this leads into fancy or casual.
Mm-hmm.
This would have been our 10-year reunion. It was at a golf course in
Augusta.
Augusta National.
Right.
And she showed up with a evening gown on.
Oh, kind of to say, here
way
I am.
Overdressed. But
here I am.
Here I am. And she confronted a friend of mine who was terribly obnoxious when he was in high school, but now he's like this free spirit, like all about peace and love.
Oh.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
But now, you know.
As a former bully.
He wasn't terrible. Yeah, I guess you would say
close.
He was a bully.
Okay.
Just obnoxious. Yep. And she confronted him and.
Well, more power to her, right?
Right. And he was totally apologetic.
Yeah.
Said, I'm so sorry.
Good on him.
Right. And another thing is in the current state, the Me Too, a friend of mine went back to his 25-year last year, different school.
Yeah.
He and another friend got confronted by a woman about some things that had happened, groping things.
Yeah.
This would have been in high school.
Right.
And I think it was, the current, said that. And one of the friends was, I'm so sorry. And the other friend was like, no, that
didn't happen.
Didn't happen. Like you said, it was not.
Oh.
It was not a situation how you remember it.
Well, okay. So let's go down that road. Lindsay, if you're the person who is being accused of this, okay, but you believe it didn't happen that way. At this point, is it worth pushing back, or are you better off just saying, listen, if you feel that way, I'm very sorry that you do, and I'm glad we had this conversation again, my deepest regrets.
Well, I think you need to have a conversation. It doesn't need to be a screaming match, because I think everyone is going to view something differently, but I think being sensitive to the fact that something you did, regardless of if it's the way you described it or the way she described it, made that person uncomfortable or made, I mean, the fact that they're thinking about it that many years later.
Yes,
yeah,
right?
No. Like, I mean, you've got to just kind of, I mean, I'm sure that there are people, I'm certain there are people who thought I was a jackass in high school or like a jackass in middle school. And there were people who made me feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone came up to me and at the reunion and was like, you were awful, I'd be like, yeah, I was. I was a awkward, insecure teenage girl, and I took it out on you, and I'm so sorry.
Yep.
Because I think every person, or you may think that every single person, like you may think the bully didn't have a bully, but usually it's like a very steady line of people passing it along because no one knows how to handle that stuff.
Yes.
And
by the way, you were a bully.
Yeah.
And sometimes people were.
Yeah.
Right? And sometimes, by the way, feel so much better and so much more confident saying, by the way, you, Adam, Lindsay, Chad, the way you treated me was horrible.
And it wasn't even just your significant actions, but who you hung out with, groups of people that were just, by their association, were top of the food chain. And like I would consider myself in that part of the category where I don't think I was a bully, but I think the people who I hung out with, I think we were probably –
Perceived that way.
Yeah. Typical jocks,
Yeah.
I shared a story when I hosted a couple weeks back about a group of girls who put together a We Hate Lindsay Gensel petition and had everyone in school sign it and then delivered it to my locker.
Wow.
And my mom was like, don't tell me who it was because these people still live in New Prague. And she's like, I'll probably run into them at the coffee shop and I'll get so upset. I was like, okay, I won't say who it was. But I mean, kids do dumb things for attention, and the unfortunate side of that is someone usually gets hurt.
Yeah.
We got a story related to that later today. I want to stay with us for one more segment. DeRussia is with us in about 15 minutes. Playing politics at 1:35, John Rash and Patricia Lopez, and it's been a while, but the best in the business, Joel Freeberg, on a myriad of legal topics. He is at 2:35. 12:22, that is the Lindus Construction time check. Time to call for 75% off installation labor on Infinity by Marvin Windows.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you.
because Lindsay's leaving tomorrow. They've come back together just for this
The Beatles, one. Ladies and gentlemen. Later Beatles.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that McCartney and Ringo would come back and just, they're just about to walk out. They say hi to Lindsay. They wish her only the best. That was very, very impressive. What if, okay, because this is a bit of your spin earlier. What if the main people in charge who are supposed to be organizing the reunion don't
fail
want
miserably.
To do it? Right?
Right here.
Because you're picking them
and
when they're 18 years old and now they're...
I remember them telling me that when I was running for...
What position did you run for?
I'm vice... Well, I can't...
I'm vice president.
Well, I might have lost the presidency and became vice president by default.
You got a little bit of Mike Pence in you.
Yeah, I used to Beth
stand behind.
Beth Horst was our class president. I used to stand behind her, nod approvingly.
I think our president, Teresa Simon. So for me, I went to Robbinsdale 2 years, and then Armstrong the last year because elementary D Neal, elementary schools. Let's go. Where'd you go, Lindsay? Is it just New Prague Elementary?
Now there are three elementary schools.
Whoa,
back in the day, Metropolis. It was just New Prague Elementary.
Adam?
I went to Jefferson Elementary through second grade. They closed it, and then I had to move to Lincoln Elementary.
Okay, Mr. President.
No, it was. Our elementary schools were Lincoln, Washington, Roosevelt, and Jefferson.
Nice.
They closed Jefferson. It became Lincoln, then became Lincoln Center, where my kids now both go. Or
wow, that's a long way to go to New York, to Lincoln Center.
Lincoln Center.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Then Sandberg, it was middle school for me. Mm-hmm. Was it? Were you still guys middle school?
No, we went right from sixth grade to seventh and eighth grade. We called it junior high.
Yes, junior high. Exactly. I'm sorry. So I was seventh, eighth, ninth. That's what we had. Okay, and that was Sandberg. But then we had like a divide because then there were three schools. We had Robbinsdale, we had Armstrong, we had Cooper. And I ended up losing more of my friends. I went to the other schools. With the Robbinsdale district, they were going to close one of the high schools. And I still remember when they initially were going to close Armstrong, which was the newest one. And it's overlooking Medicine Lake, not too far from where you used to live. And I think their thought was there, we can sell it homes or something like that. It's a beautiful piece of land. But it was the newest one. Robbinsdale High School and Cooper are much, much older. And so they did the backpedal, and they closed Robbinsdale. Well, then the students organized a protest. So we went across the street to Milky Field and formed an R. Okay, how do you think I was going along with that? Because I'm as cynical then as I am now, okay?
So, Mr. Union Buster.
Yeah, so we went there, and then the administrators came over and said, listen, as long as you keep peacefully protesting, you don't have to go back to school. We left that so fast and just started partying. Okay. I mean, you know. But so when I went back to Armstrong, it was a lot of fun. I without responsibility, my high school senior year was a lot of fun. But you're talking about, you know, people you wouldn't see. I would give some people crap. There was like a ramp. And I'm sure there still is this ramp at Armstrong. And, like, I was friends with some of those folks now, but it was a bit of the cool crowd, you know. And sometimes I liked some of those folks, or sometimes I didn't, again, being as stubborn and opinionated as I am now. But I remember one of the reunions, so I forget which one because I think I went to three. I ended up talking to hardly anybody I knew and just ended up talking to more people I didn't know from high school who – it was at a pretty big event. I think it was the one where we had it at International Market Square. We had a couple other ones just at small hotels. I think that's half the fun, don't you? Where all of a sudden you're interacting with people that you just didn't in high school.
Oh, for sure.
And you might have more in common with them now than you did with your friends
back
then.
Finding out what they're doing now, you know, especially ones who are not living in the area anymore.
Yep. How about organizing a WCCO radio reunion? Actually, those do happen.
They do.
Right?
As a group of former CCO people.
Do I get to get invited to them?
Of course
though?
You do.
Sure. Ask Susie.
Of course you
we
do.
We still do have to do karaoke with Murphy. And Russia wants to come.
Well, okay, Murphy, I need to reach. You know, Murph, we should talk about him. Brian Murphy took a buyout from the Pioneer Press. And I hope Murph is, well, are you smiling at me?
Because I have a great Murphy story from my trip last month.
Oh, nice.
You want to share it now or should we tease it for later in the show?
Your call.
Let's go now.
Okay, so it's the Monday that we're in Nashville.
Yep.
The Wild are playing the Predators the next night.
Oh, okay.
And I'm standing on a street corner at about midnight. And John and I, at this point, we're debating where we're getting pizza. It's that, you know, that point in the night.
Yeah.
We're with a couple of other friends from Minnesota.
Yep.
And a cab pulls up and the window rolls down and out of the window yells, Lindsay Gensel. And it's Murphy.
Really?
Because he was in town to cover the Wild. And I was like, why didn't you text me? And he's like, I forgot. Where are you going? And I was like, we're going home. He's like, oh, I was hoping you were going to get a drink so I could join you. And I was like, no, I'm going to bed. Yeah. Nice seeing you, Murph. And we just parted ways.
Yeah, Murph's one of the all-time great ones. So we'll reach out to Murph here. But yeah, we will definitely do that karaoke. And we'll invite all the listeners.
Yeah.
They can come and watch the performances. 32 past 12, Mr. Jason DeRusha after traffic and weather on CCO.
There comes a time in a man's life when he needs to look to a higher power for guidance and advice.
What should I do? Give me a signal.
For Chad Hartman,
you're better than
that higher power is morning news anchor and Twitter celebrity, Jason DeRusha.
I really believe that.
Settle down, Captain.
It's time for Chad to ask, what would Jason do?
All right, here he is since we I'm still getting back to the Woodstock part of the conversation at some point. But, Jason, I started talking Woodstock, and then we drifted, as we do often on the show, to high school reunions.
Well, sure.
Did you attend many high school reunions?
You know, I went to my 10-year reunion, and that was it.
It helps, though, if you're near the location, right?
Yeah, if I were there, I would go. I have nothing against it. I'm going back to my high school this year. They apparently have run out of alums to give an award to.
Oh, very nice.
Out of state for their alumni, whatever, alumni of the year award or something.
But is it named after anybody?
I hope me. I mean,
yeah,
that's what I...
going forward.
Yeah. Yeah.
Adam, have you received anything at South St. Paul?
Yeah, Distinguished Alumni 2004.
Nice.
Well, la-di-da.
I mean, nice. Yeah.
Some governors from South St. Paul, you know, celebrities.
I went back and spoke a couple times, but I didn't get any award. I mean, they look at me with shame. I mean, they want to just, you were here, move on. Yeah.
My district was the home of Harrison Ford, Hillary Clinton. So there were some heavy hitters. I don't know about my exact high school, though. I don't think so.
Yeah, Carter. Yeah, you do have some pretty good names with South St. Paul.
That's pretty, yeah. Oh, you got the governor. That's pretty good.
I think there's three governors, current congresswoman, the mayor of South St. Paul, of course. The president of Benilde St. Margaret.
What a fraud that guy is.
A classmate of mine, president of Benilde St. Margaret. Name dropping.
Jeez.
I got some stories about
what,
him, too.
Let's tell him. Let's just go with it right here. Let's shut down Benilde St. Margaret off your story.
Well, isn't that funny when you have people you went to high school with, and then they become teachers, politicians, whatever, news anchors?
Oh, trust me. I met one of his friends who is a principal at a school. I'll just leave it right there. I'm just going to leave it right there.
It's a funny phenomenon as an adult because you think about how you thought of these people as a child.
Yes. And so you really, you still do in some ways, right?
Well, but now you look and you're like, how can my idiot friends be responsible for like the education of the future of America?
Well, and that explains where we're at.
Maybe. My sister is a teacher.
China.
That makes sense. She was not a good student, but she was a great, very patient educator. So my sister, perfect sense, although she was not a great student, which is funny. But
excessive. I mean, Adam, that's kind of an excessive cheap shot pointing that out, don't you think?
Well, that's the beauty of teaching, right? Like,
Let's get her on the line.
I think you can be a really good student and terrible at communicating those thoughts to others, right?
Gives you hope, right? That you still can. Now, would you bring your wife to a high school reunion? Do you think that's the way to go? Because I think it puts the other person, wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, in an awkward spot. When you're going down memory lane and they're just kind of there. Sometimes it works. When I've seen it, I think it's tough.
Yeah, my wife came with me to the 10-year, and I would say she did not love it.
Yep.
But she is now very used to going to events where all of a sudden I disappear. So that is kind of my MO when we go to these fundraisers and that sort of thing.
That's why she brings another guy?
I think if she were going to her high school reunion at Wayzata High School,
yes,
class of 1994, she could probably find a more successful guy to go with, you know.
I'm thinking about that. Okay, so my oldest boy, he's now, did he go to his, because he's 5 years out of high school. That's what a grandpa.
Usually the first one.
Yeah,
right?
It is. 0 to 10, your sense in this town, our excitement for the Final Four right now.
6.
Ooh, you're higher than us. I think we're all still pretty. Now, I'm a fan of basketball.
Yeah.
I will consume a lot. I will say again, comparing NBA basketball and college basketball is laughable. And I think the gap is getting more dramatic by the day. I'm just thinking about other times when we've had big events. And I get that the Super Bowl is an island onto itself.
Right.
I just don't sense it yet.
What would you put? Well, we're still a good 2 weeks away, right? I mean, what would you put? The Super Bowl was so different last year because, A, the Vikings were in the hunt.
Yep.
So
that helped, right?
It was such a different situation, and that was the first big event. This is going to be different for sure. Is 6 too high? I don't know. I think it's at a 5 or a 6.
Another part that is tough.
That's not high.
Now, when you compare it to the Super Bowl, last year the teams come in on a Sunday night or a Monday. Okay, the teams come in now on a Thursday night, right? So it's not like you're saying, oh, wow, I saw Zion Williamson over there, or there's Roy Williams, or there's, well, of course, ASU is going to be here. So Bobby Hurley, the Arizona State head coach, it'll build up later.
It'll be a fun weekend, but it definitely, we're curious being right on Nicollet Mall, and they're doing some stuff on the mall, different concerts and a big Ferris wheel and stuff.
Okay, where are we at in building the Ferris wheel? Is that going on right now?
No, I don't think it takes that long to build a Ferris wheel, does it?
I think you truck it in and put it up.
I guess I wanted to be a little bit more thorough myself.
You were hoping for a 60-story kind of situation here?
Yeah,
they just call up the state fair and they truck one out.
Dave's
Ferris wheel.
Energy Park Drive.
Yeah.
Just like it's like the Parktacular in St. Louis Park. They get the same carnival vendor.
I like that. Will you be on the Ferris wheel at some point?
100%, yes. Probably the whole day.
How about if you do this for social media? Because you love the social media clicks. Go on and then refuse to get off. Just say, I am not leaving until I get 5,000 more likes on all of my Instagram, Snapchat. Tweets.
We could try to make it a deal, come and take a ride with me on the Ferris wheel.
Carter, we'd love that.
100%.
Great, yeah.
Local television superstar will not leave Ferris wheel.
Actually, no,
they
be
would
good
arrest
at
me. They would 100% arrest me, don't you think?
You find out how many cars are on the thing, and then you find you match each car with a local quote unquote celebrity.
Yeah,
and then you have people line up and hey, I'm getting in. Look, it's
I got
Frank
the
Vassalero.
I got the Randy Shaver. I want and then you pick. But here's where it'd be tough. If you were one of them, let's say they picked one of us, And it's like people got a chance. I want to be in the Drush. This is a line like 11 people. Okay, there's Chad Urban over there. Yeah, you can get on there right now. Nope, I'll wait.
No, you have to. You're in line.
No, I think it'd be better if you got to pick. You got to pick.
You know what? Next, please.
Nope. So they're going by. So I said, Ian Leitard? Nope. I'm out on him. Jim Suhan? No, I'll pass.
Cat Perkins?
Yeah. Well, John Williams would be there with Cat Perkins, of course. What do we think normally of a Ferris wheel? Overrated, underrated, properly rated?
Well, it depends where it is. Like the one of Betty Dangers is great.
I do like that one.
Yes.
Well, that's because you got a little buzz going. Well,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's general, the Ferris wheel.
To enjoy a Ferris wheel, you cannot be sober.
The big one, you know, there's that huge one in Vegas. There's one in London, you know, the huge Ferris wheels.
Yeah. Is that what we're getting, Jason? Are we getting one the size, the one in London?
I got to guess a hard no on that.
You don't think so?
I'm not sure. I will say that, like, compared to the Super Bowl, the communication as to what's going on with the Final Four has been a little more sporadic.
Oh,
right?
Stunningly sporadic, right?
I mean, they're two extremes. I mean, one, the Super Bowl, it was, you know, 1,500 emails a day about various things going on. But you're right, Jace. I mean, nothing. Barely anything coming from.
But I think part of it is just the way people, and you had alluded to this, Chad, people are going to travel to this differently, right?
Yep.
So if your team is in the Final Four, you are probably rolling into the Twin Cities. Honestly, there's a good chance you're going to show up Friday for a Friday night game.
Gopher Nation. Yeah. Yeah. So, that's it.
You know, it's the same as the way I think a lot of Gopher fans are going to travel.
Go Gophers.
Don't get me wrong. Des Moines is beautiful, beautiful. The
Gophers?
Jewel of Iowa. But I don't think people are going down there tonight.
Which is the Jewel of Iowa? Is Des Moines the
Tama Toledo?
I think Des Moines is. If I'm going to go spend time in one
Iowa City,
nah. I think Des Moines actually properly
Des Moines
rated.
Des Moines has some decent stuff going on.
I do.
They got the little the Timber Pups down there, and they got the Iowa
Wild.
The Wild down there.
They got some pretty good golf down there. They got some options down there.
I mean, it's better than I expected when I went down there to do a story.
Keokuk. Give me Keokuk.
Where is that?
I used to live in Davenport, Iowa.
Oh, well, we've talked about this before because I used to, because with the CBA, travel down to those Quad Cities often. Radar O'Reilly in MASH, was he Keokuk? I think
before my time, not sure.
I think he was. About a 3-hour drive to Des Moines?
That's about right. Yeah, right? they say about 3.5, but you know that's if you're driving the limit.
Yeah, which nobody does. I mean, if you're southern Minnesota, northern Iowa,
Gary Berghoff, right?
Yes. Well, no, on the show.
Yeah, I know. But.
Yeah. Gary Berghoff still with us?
Yes,
I think he's still with us. Right? I don't know. I forget what I was just
going to
say.
I have tickets. I'm going to the game.
You are going to the game.
We won the lottery where you could enter to pay a ridiculous amount of money for nosebleed seats. But I think it'll be fun for my kids. Like, that's a fun opportunity to be able to see it. So we'll be at the games.
What
Gary Berghoff, born in Bristol, Connecticut, very close.
No, on the radar
on the show.
On the show. You know, are you listening to Common in one of the headphones right now? Or did I just butcher the explanation? Hang on, Jason. We'll stay with him. It's 49 past 12 right now. Adam, I think, is listening to Rush. Bon Jovi brings us back here. Yes, Radar O'Reilly, Ottumwa, Iowa.
Gary Berghoff, Bristol, Connecticut.
Yes. Okay, so when are you leaving? Are you going tonight? Are you going really, really early in the morning? When do you head to the Big D?
Oh, I was not invited to go to Des Moines. Mike Max is there for us.
Wait, I...
The Final Four.
We're not in the
Comedy
Show. Are you listening to Comedy Show?
No, Comedy. Acadac.
We're all doing our own show. It's great.
What is happening? Lindsay's the one leaving? It seems like you two should be the one.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people suggested that for a long, long time. Hey, now. Yeah, so just
if it's any consolation, I knew what you were talking about, Jason.
Thank you.
La-di-da. Yeah.
The lottery. There was a lottery to win tickets to the Final Four. So.
Are you going to try to sell? Go to Seth and say, listen, I'm sorry, Sam.
Yeah.
I got some dough for this. We got this new invention. It's called TV.
Yeah. Seth 100% would take the money. Sam, unclear.
That's so cool, though, fan. For your boys.
I think it'd be fun. It's one of those things you'll be like, years from now, you'd be like, oh, I was at a Final Four. So
I got one food question for you. This is out of the Boston Globe. There is a popular place, and they have come up with a pie. It's called the crack pie.
Mm-hmm.
The most famous item is a super sweet oat-crusted crack pie. The columnist turns it into, considering what is going on with drugs in this country,
mm-hmm.
across all races, all genders, finances, saying enough is enough. At one point was a joke that it was so popular. It's like crack, but we now have to pull back. What do you think? Can we laugh a little bit of this? Or are you just saying in this social media, hypersensitive, it's not worth it. Come up with a new name.
Well, we had a local incident, a similar incident, Hopcat. A very nice restaurant with a ton of beer. It's a national chain. But they had a very popular item called crack fries.
Okay.
And just, I think last December, the CEO wrote a thing and said, we're going to change the name. Like, nobody pressured us to do this. There was no outpouring of anger. But it just feels wrong to advertise or be proud of something called crack fries. I think times change. It's all right to go ahead and change a name, even if it was well intentioned at the beginning.
Carter?
Lighten up, Francis.
I want it to be Lighten Up, Francis. I do. If it's my place.
If it's OxyContin pie, then I'd say, you know what? But I don't know.
But if it's your place, okay, and let's say now it's your place, and Jason and Dara, the two main food people here in town, are writing things about it. You're getting Facebook pushback. Are you going to stand tall?
Well, if it's hurting my business, I guess no.
Yeah.
You know, the Hot Dago is a sandwich that struggles with that. I wrote a review of a place that's known for the Hot Dago, and we got a lot of pushback about it. And you think, like, well, it's the name of the sandwich. Well, like,
and this
that's
is
not just like a nickname. This is just kind of a nickname. You know what I mean?
And that, but nowadays you're going to get pushback from both sides, because if you change it too, there's going to be an equal amount of people, you know, the, oh, geez, everything, too PC nowadays.
Well, and I want to get, because we're going to get to this later, I don't know if you guys have seen this photo of, out of Australia, out of a female athlete who's very good in soccer, and they listed a photo and people went crazy on it, both ways, some sexist comments, and then they were mad when people, the folks behind pulled the photo back. Okay,
I think
so
we need to lighten up with like things that individual people say and do, and give people the benefit of the doubt. But if you're a business, like I think it's okay to be thoughtful and conscious about things too.
We got to fly. Thank you, Jason DeRussia. Check him out 9 to 10 on Channel 4.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.